Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, depending on the speed report on. excuse me, Anne Kwan. Date of birth is 11/27/1954. Date of birth is, sorry, date of procedure is July 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Hong Q. Ngo. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroplanoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, cold smear, polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure, informed consent with the pain period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, additional wounds, who explains the patient is brought to anesthesia, placed in a fetal position, sedators, prior anesthesia service, with monitoring anesthesia care, while the lubricator and procedure, gastroscopes, introduced into esophagus, man's direct vision, to second portion of duodenum, careful examination made of the duodenum, both second portion of duodenum, stomach, disjunction, esophagus, or retroflexes obtained at the cardiac, and resection from the stomach, or retroscope. The patient within turnaround in a lateral position, a digital rectus exam is performed while the lubricator and procedure colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into the rectus into the cecum, which resided in front of the presence of the penis or visit the cecal valve, confluence of the pulse period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transverse colon, spinal pressure, descending colon, second colon, and rectum. Retroflexes obtained in the rectum period, Boston dot prep scores greater than 6, 2-2, 2, fair prep, with an aggressive amount of lavage suction required to reveal the underlying mucosa due to bubbles and some liquid and solid stool debris. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings: at a endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on the rectal neck line. The Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bipolar neck line. There was evidence of a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia neck line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology separately. To at H. pylori neck line, there were 3 gastric antral ulcers. Comma 2 did have Escher noted for his class 2C, and one was clean base for his class 3. Comma, these range in size from 8 to 12 millimeters. Next line. Go back. All were biopsied for histology and for further evaluation. Next line. There were 2 prominent antral nodules. That were biopsied for histology, both approximately 15 millimeters in size. In erythematous, next line, there was an antral irregularity to the mucosa with thickened folds, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Histology, next line, duodenum appeared on a manifold to D2 portion, comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, next line. At colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 6, 2-2, 2, comma, fair prep. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps cured. 2 were approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size and one with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and one with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Go back. These were diminutive. Next line. There was pandiverticulosis coli that was mild noted. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on large reflection or small amount of bleeding. Next line. There was external skin tags. Next line. Planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. PPI BID have sent in omeprazole 40 milligrams BID to be taken for 8 weeks. Then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months pending pathology of the irregular mucosa and nodules as well as ulcers. Next line, recommend, we'll send for rush biopsies for a quick turnaround time. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next time, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next time, thank you.